Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, I think, I played that Delta Airlines audio. I was thinking about using that for audio cut of the day, but it is the home opener and the season opener for the St. Louis Blues tonight. A lot of you heading into downtown right now. You know, John Gruden jumped on board with the Blues late in the season in the spring, and you know, we played some of the audio earlier this week because maybe it was last week. Eli Drinkwitz, the coach of the Tigers, sent a nice package to John Gruden where he opens this up. It's kind of his social media gimmick, if you will, but he has a nice message for Blues fans that will probably be used here for audio cut of the day. I'm so excited because, and I'm a little bummed that I'm gonna miss sports tonight because there's not only good baseball on, but a hell of an NFL game with the Giants and the Eagles. But John O'Leary is going to join us tomorrow night in the 5 o'clock hour. I love John. I've known him for a long time. His story is amazing. It's been well known here in St. Louis for decades that John was playing with fire. He lit himself on fire. He, you know, should have been dead. They didn't expect him to live. And he remarkably not only survived, but went on to live this amazing life. He's got a great family. He's on the speaking circuit. His story is more than just a little inspirational. And then the St. Louis aspect, which makes it even more fascinating, is that a broadcaster by the name of Jack Buck, and some of you might even be too young to remember Jack Buck, probably not most of you. He was Joe's dad, but he was a hell of a Cardinals announcer and national sports announcer. Some people will tell you they like Jack Buck better than Joe. I'm not a Joe hater. I like Joe Buck on play-by-play. But William H. Macy plays Jack Buck, who is credited by John literally saving his life. So my daughter is extremely excited because I've told her John's story. She's seen the trailer. We're going tonight, and then John will be on the show tomorrow. On the Mizzou front, my friend Chris Gervino will give us a preview here of the Mizzou-Alabama game coming up at 5:32. That's a huge game in Columbia this weekend. Also, we got some interesting news from Los Angeles yesterday about the Palisades fire investigation. They made a very interesting arrest, and Brian Ping is a St. Louis native. He is an anchor for KNX Radio in Los Angeles. He was our correspondent during all those fires, certainly at the early part of this year in January. He's going to join us here in a few minutes as well. But right now, we have United States Senator Eric Schmidt back on the program. How are you, sir?
I'm good. You know what's interesting? I didn't realize it until I just did an interview with Scott Jennings and then immediately to Mark Reardon. I mean, how about that? Like, this is the universe is healing. It's a great day for me.
You've gotten a chance to know my friend Jennings a little bit, haven't you, in the past few months?
Yeah, we were in Iowa actually at an event about a month ago, and then I've seen him in the CNN like kind of green room. He does, like, if I'll go on with Caitlin Collins, where I put on my body armor for an interview like that, and then he's doing like that roundtable. But yeah, he's a good guy, and we commute, as you know. A huge Cardinals fan,
yes.
So we get to commiserate about that a little bit. So,
yeah, let's skip that topic for this interview. What do you say?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, let's start with something really, really important. That's this Middle East peace deal. I mean, I'm always one to be a little skeptical. I've been around for many decades covering Middle East peace, and ceasefires don't ever seem to work out. But this one does seem to be different. So there's a lot of celebration. if these hostages get released as planned, I mean, that in and of itself is huge. Your thoughts on what President Trump has achieved here?
Yeah, I mean, he is, I think, establishing himself as the peacemaker in chief, and should get the Nobel Prize, by the way. What was perceived as intractable. It's generational. It's longstanding, and it only would have happened because President Trump was very committed to this process. And so it's phase one. So phase one is the ceasefire. The hostages are released. That's a big deal, and I know that I don't want to understate it. Like, that's actually a really big deal, and it only happened because I think President Trump, America, was committed to this and a lot of lives are going to be saved, and it's a really good thing. And then the second phase to it will be, and that's going to continue to be negotiated, is what does that governance look like? But the fact is that President Trump has the Arab states involved and invested in this, and really kind of building on his success with the Abraham Accords. So it's just, you look around, whether it's Cambodia and Thailand or Kosovo and Serbia or Pakistan and India or Armenia and Azerbaijan, and now this, it's a pretty impressive string of success, which is a good thing.
It really is, and I'm still kind of keeping my ears open to see. I know Senator Fetterman heaped high praise on President Trump. Will any of the other Democrats be able to do that if this all falls into place the way it seems like it is?
I would hope so. I think it's kind of like a Rorschach test, man. If you can't say good job, and as an American, we're happy to see it, you may want to check into a mental ward or something. You know what I mean? I would hope that you'd have more Democrats at least say that this is a good thing. And again, there's no other way to look at it. It just wouldn't have happened without President Trump's leadership.
All right, shutdown madness. Where are we going to go from here? I mean, I think that they have no leverage. I don't see how they get out of this without, caving eventually. They want you guys to address these healthcare subsidies that expire at the end of the year. Where do you think this is going?
Well, traditionally, when you have this kind of shutdown politics, which is stupid, right? Like, first of all, I'm advocating for a structural change. When you get to September 30th, you should continue to fund government at that level while you're working on appropriations bills, right? That's really what the Republicans are saying, is we're going to get a 7-week extension to work on more appropriations bills. Chuck Schumer never did that. He never had appropriations bills on the floor. So Republicans really trying to reform it to get back to what's called regular order. And then, by the way, those in have to be bipartisan. You have to get 60 votes on appropriations bills. And so that's a very reasonable thing. What the Democrats now are interjecting is partisan politics, divisive stuff that you might want to have that debate, right? We can have a debate on healthcare. We can have a debate on military or on law enforcement, whatever it might be, but you don't hold the government hostage for that. And typically when that kind of thing happens, the exit ramp is a clean CR, a clean continuing resolution, which is what Republicans have offered. So I know that some of the media are trying to spin this like the two parties can't come together. There's finger pointing. This is actually really clear. If the media was honest and treated like any other shutdown, they would say that the Democrats are shutting the government down because they refuse to fund the government. And that's what's happening. So we'll see how it all plays out. But I agree with you. I think, though, that what's really happening, Mark, it's less about their offer, which is $1.5 trillion in spending, funding for health care for illegal immigrants and non-citizens. That's all true. That's their offer. But if you peel back the onion, the psychology behind this is they think they got to show that they're fighting against Trump, and they're the resistance. And that's just really destructive, I think, for the country.
This story broke a couple of days ago, Senator, about the tracking of phone calls from Jack Smith. This happened before you were. You might feel a little left out here. Senator Hawley was tracked, but you were not quite in the United States Senate at the time. This is another one of those things that's extremely troubling, it would seem. Now, I've heard some of your Democrat colleagues in the Senate, even Chris Coons, even some of the crazy ones, express concern over this. This is a pretty serious situation. Now, I've made it clear that it doesn't seem like there was wiretapping. Senator Hawley said wiretapping. I don't think they were listening in on calls, but we still have a lot of questions here.
Yeah, well, we don't know that yet. So all we know from that briefing is that there's call logs from calls that came into those phones, calls that went out in the location. But that doesn't mean that they didn't get text messages or other things too. So we just don't know that yet. Secondly, actually, I was involved in this. I wasn't in the Senate, but this Arctic Frost operation, Mark, was broader than just those 8 senators. They pulled in the Republican Attorneys General Association. I happened to be the chairman at the time. Ashley Moody, who's now the senator from Florida, she was on the executive committee at the time. So you pull in two now sitting U.S. senators are part of that. They were also, that net was cast to Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk, the Republican Governors Association. It's really, I mean, it makes Watergate seem like small potatoes. And I think that what's really important, what I tried to do in that hearing this week, was let's just tell the story. What's the tale of the tape? Russiagate was made up by Hillary Clinton to distract from her email problems. The intelligence agencies, including Comey and Brennan and all those people in charge in 2016, used that to get Obama to spy on Trump. So you're spying on a political candidate. Then when Trump won, they used it to try to sideline and further this lie, sideline his presidency. Then the FBI, leading up, they couldn't let him win again in 2020, suppresses the Hunter Biden laptop story, said it was a Russian hack and leak operation. They knew that was false. Then 3 days after Joe Biden becomes president, they start their censorship operation, which we uncovered in the Missouri versus Biden case. And they also started to surveil sitting senators and other groups who were Republicans in this. And by the way, then Trump announces in 2022, they thought he was gone, announces he's running again. 3 days after that, Jack Smith is activated. Fonnie Willis is activated. The number three person at DOJ goes to Alvin Bragg's office. This was a whole of government effort to weaponize the Justice Department to go after political enemies. And when you lay that out, it is hard for anyone to deny this is the worst abuse of our justice system we've ever seen in this country. And so when you hold those people accountable, that's not the same thing, right? When we've seen the weaponization we've seen, Mark, and then you want to go do something about it to make sure those people are held to account, that is not weaponization. That's holding people accountable.
Yeah.
So we can't ever let this happen again.
Well, you were asked that question, and I played that audio a couple of days ago. You were asked, you know, in a little bit of a gaggle, do you think that Trump's Justice Department is acting politically by going after Trump's enemies? And you made that distinction the other day.
Yeah, no, I think we have to be very clear about that. Because if we let the Democrats and the mainstream media, the legacy media, muddy the waters on it, right? They'll do it again. That's the thing. That's what I worry them. I don't want the Justice Department to be weaponized. You have to have a lot of restraint in those roles. I wrote that book, you know, The Last Line of Defense, that people can check out right now. But I could write another book on things I didn't do as Attorney General. Because, you know, when the evidence isn't there, you just don't move forward. You certainly don't go after political enemies or criminal prosecution. They crossed all those lines, Mark. And we just can't let it happen again. And I think that's why there's probably more indictments coming for this ongoing conspiracy that almost lasted 10 years to not just get Trump, but then to go after, you know, people that they consider to be the deplorables and the trash and the bitter clingers. I mean, this really was kind of a sickness on the left, but they were able to weaponize law enforcement. And it's just wrong.
Hey, are you involved? Let me cover a couple other issues here, because I don't think I've asked you this question. A couple of Fridays ago, I went up to North City and I looked at the tornado damage. I had not been up there yet. And, you know, obviously there was a Wall Street Journal article came out last week about FEMA and saying basically some of the changes, you know, St. Louis is being used as a bit of a test case. Senator Hawley's involved. I know that there is an effort on the part of the entire delegation to make sure that we get the money that's, you know, coming here for the emergency cleanup in particular. But what would you say on that front? Is your office working on that right now?
Yeah. I was on the ground the day after and was on the phone that weekend with maybe that day, I think, with Susie Wiles and President Trump about what happened in St. Louis. And we were able to get the declaration not just for public property, but for personal property. That was a big deal. And then we were also to work closely with FEMA and DHS and to talk to Kristi Noem to advocate for St. Louis to get the $185 million that's coming for that cleanup. So those are big wins. They're empowering locals to do the work. And FEMA will and the Army Corps will be supervising it. But no question, we're going to be very involved in the oversight of that to make sure that it's being done the right way and St. Louis is getting the help that it needs. But, you know, there are a lot of places that haven't had that money flow. And we worked really hard to make sure that that happened. And we certainly want to make sure that it gets in the right place.
So you reference, you have your own book out right now. Have you cozied up with Kamala's book, Senator?
I have not. What is it, 91 days? Is that what it's called, something like that?
I think it's 107 or something like that.
107
it's
just, or something, but...
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, my guess is with her writing it, there'd be a lot of pictures. That'd be,
it's a picture book. That's what it is. And by the way, you have no idea because, you know, I see your social media, and every once in a while, there's a posting on Instagram in particular of Eric Schmidt teeing off at a beautiful golf course with that driver. And I so want to make fun of you and say, hey, you're kind of coming over the top. But I got to tell you, it's a pretty nice swing and you're smashing that ball. It pains me to say that, Eric.
I appreciate it. I like to say I play well enough that President Trump invites me back to play again. So that's my motivation.
Hey, that's pretty good because I've seen, look, everybody's got their unique golf swing, but he can play. There's no doubt about that.
He can play. And when you play with him, it's interesting. There's these like, he has these super duper fast carts, and he plays pretty fast.
Really?
So you get to your ball. Oh my gosh! You get to your ball, and there was one time where I had hit a drive, and it was in a fairway, sand trap, and I didn't hit a good shot on the second one. I didn't hit it very far, and by that time, President Trump was already like on the green. So I just picked up my ball and I took a six. I wasn't going to mess with that, but he's a lot of fun to play golf with, and the stories are true. I mean, he has the music, he picks the songs. It's a lot of fun to play golf with him.
That is awesome. Well, no, I do enjoy seeing the videos. All right, Eric, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend. Thanks for squeezing me in today.
All right, Mark, take care.
That is United States Senator Eric Schmidt. It does not surprise me that Trump's got like supercharged golf carts, right?
Of course not.
That seems to make sense. Okay, now I have to make a correction here. And
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm usually Sue much better at sniffing these things out, but something didn't really sit right with me, so that's why I had to do a little further investigation. I have to credit Tony, who was a listener that brought this to my attention. On the Delta Airlines deal, when the audio that I played, right? Two things, and I think this changes the narrative a bit. The hat, which looked like a MAGA hat, for those people who aren't listening, there's this video that's going viral of this guy on a Delta flight. It looks like he has a MAGA hat on. He doesn't. It says, "Build back better, my ass." But it looks like a MAGA hat. But here's the more important point about that. So that, you know, I think that changes the narrative a little bit. That video is recirculating. The incident actually happened 3 years ago when they were talking about Build Back Better. So it's not a new video. And here's what I'll tell you. There was a story, and I've told you before, I do not, you know, spend a lot of time on Facebook these days. But when I'm super bored or something, I'll go up there, and sometimes I check Facebook Messenger because listeners communicate with me. That's a different app. But anyway, I'll kind of, you know, see whose birthday it is, et cetera. I had 3 or 4 different people last week send me a screenshot of someone in Columbia, Missouri, I think it was at Rockbridge High School, being named Homecoming Queen, and it was a trans kid.
Oh, okay.
Now, the deal with that is I think it really did happen, but it was recirculating last week. It happened 3 or 4 years ago. It was not a new story.
Right.
That's what's happened here. This story somehow got picked up, and some of the bigger accounts on Twitter started blasting it out.
Man.
Same thing with Facebook. Now, here's the problem. You know, and I want to correct the record, right, and make sure people know, because I think that the story has now changed. Yeah. But 90% of the people who heard the story aren't going to hear the correction, right? And most of the people probably retweeting it and doing things like that. Look, I've had people insist today, oh, it was a MAGA hat. Well, it wasn't. Now I have a video where it says, build back better again, you know, my ass. That's a little different.
It
really
is. And the fact that it's 3 years old, wow.
I know. But I usually sniff these things. I'm disappointed in myself. I usually do better on those.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.